The opening statement of the Disclosures Tribunal, which was set up to investigate the alleged smear campaign against Sergeant Maurice McCabe, the guy, the whistleblower, was outlined yesterday. And special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford, is on the line to tell us more. Mick, this is in Dublin Castle, is it?
Dublin Castle, Jonathan, yeah.
In the same room where all the other tribunals would have been heard?
Well, they've been held in different rooms. The Moriarty Tribunal and the McCracken Tribunal were both held in this room, the grandly titled George's Hall.
George's Hall, very good. So it's George's Hall, and of course you, a veteran of all those battles, still there fighting in the trenches. Let's talk about what the opening statement was about yesterday. How significant was it?
It was significant in some of the detail it gave, Jonathan. Basically, it broke it down into four separate modules, as they will be, to address the issue. As I'm sure your listeners know, the issue centres on primarily whether there was a smear campaign against Sergeant Maurice McCabe, the Garda whistleblower who reported a huge amount of malpractice within the force. And one of the four refers to another Garda, Keith Harrison, who brought up his own issues in relation, and also a whistleblower who brought up his own issues in relation to how he believes he was dealt with by both the Gardaí and Tuisla. Now, just to look at the McCabe element of it in the first instance, there's three separate areas to this. One is to do with the stuff that arose last February as to how an allegation was generated in the HSE in Tuisla, a completely erroneous and false allegation with no basis, that suggested Maurice McCabe was guilty of that there was an allegation that he had perpetrated very serious child sexual abuse, which, as I say, was completely baseless. The HSE in Tuisla now admit that it was an error, an administrative error, a word processing error, as they put it down. And there's an issue as to whether or not elements within the Gardaí may or may not have used that in an attempt to blacken Sergeant McCabe's name. They went into some detail in that. They pointed out that Tuisla and HSE have held their hands up and said it was an error, and that they believe that's all that was at issue, and that they certainly were not in alliance with the Gardaí in relation to anything to do with that. It's also unclear as to whether or to what extent members of the Gardaí knew about that at the time, which was 2013-2014, until the error was discovered.
Did we get any insight into how such a grievous error could have happened?
Yes, there was. It was pointed out that there was the counsellor who dealt with a girl, which is a woman now, who knew Sergeant McCabe and had made an allegation some 10 years previously about inappropriate contact, which had been comprehensively dealt with by the Gardaí and the DPP. And it emerged yesterday, the DPP's directions in that instance said not alone was this not any form of a sexual assault. It wasn't even an assault, even if the facts had been proven, which they said there was no basis for. There was a history here between Sergeant McCabe and this girl's family. Anyway, the point being that they said in relation to, she went for counselling on a totally different matter in 2013. The counsellor involved had another case involving an allegation of very serious sexual assault. In a word processing template, they got mixed up, and that is how they say that this issue arose, which was a very harrowing issue for Maurice McCabe and his whole family. So they're going to go into some detail in that. That's the first thing to be addressed. The second thing is in relation to allegations from the former Garda Press Office, David Taylor, Superintendent David Taylor, that there was a campaign that he was directed, he claims, by then-Commissioner Martin Callanan, and he claims with the knowledge of current Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan, to brief journalists against Sergeant McCabe, to say he was motivated by revenge, and to say that his allegations of malpractice had no basis at all. They went into some detail in that. They went into detail of journalists that they've tried to contact. There's over about 20. They've got very little response in relation to that. In that issue as well, he also pointed out, which was very interesting, there are now claims by three public figures that they were briefed to one extent or another by Martin Callanan about Maurice McCabe's character in an extremely negative manner. We already know about John McGuinness, the TD. It emerged yesterday that among the things he says that Martin Callanan said to him in their meeting was that there were issues that Sergeant McCabe may have been involved in abusing members of his own family, which is horrendous and utterly baseless. There is also Philip Boucher, he's the RT journalist, who says that Martin Callanan told him that that Sergeant McCabe had issues of psychological and psychiatric issues, and that he was involved in horrific things. And there is, we hadn't heard this one previously, the Comptroller and Auditor General, Seamus McCarthy. He said that in an encounter he had with Martin Callanan, this was at a Public Accounts Committee meeting, outside the meeting, that Martin Callanan also referenced sexual abuse allegations about Sergeant McCabe and intimated that Sergeant McCabe was being investigated for these, which again is completely erroneous and simply... Now, I have to say, Martin Callanan individually has denied vehemently all of those claims from those three individuals.
Yes, they will be aired further as the tribunal goes on. Was Maurice McCabe there listening to all of this yesterday, Mick?
He was. He was sitting there, and I would have to say, just listening to it as it came out, Jonathan, I don't know, but I would imagine that it made horrendous. You're listening to, and obviously the tribunal is doing its job, and I'm sure he's glad that they are getting to the heart of this, but listening to the airing of allegations as they still are, of people going around, and in one instance describing him as a paedophile. I mean, put yourself in his shoes. Can you imagine hearing that people, there are allegations that some people are going around saying this sort of thing in an attempt to blacken his character? So I'd imagine it made for some harrowing listening to hear himself cast in this way, albeit with a complete acknowledgement that all of this is completely baseless, but merely the fact that there's allegations that people are saying these sorts of things.
The next sitting is on the 3rd of July. No doubt we'll have more reporting from yourself in the Examiner and indeed here as well. Mick Clifford, thank you very much for joining us.